It's the Rangers and Mariners Saturday getting ready for a Father's Day Sunday. Texas would have another big game. They would start things in the bottom of the first. Second and third, two outs. Yovani Gallardo starting for Seattle. Carlos Gomez would start a hit parade.
On a warm Saturday afternoon, here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a ground ball up the middle into center field. Beltre will score. Odor rounding third, and he will score. Up of the ball, Heredia. The throw into second is cut off by Mater. Carlos Gomez with a two-out, two-run single. Two more are in, and the Rangers now lead it 3-0 here in the bottom of the first. And here comes Mel Stottlemyre Jr. out of the dugout. Relief role here in the first half of the season. Again, the set by Gallardo, and the 1-1 to Napoli. Swung on, well hit ball deep to left field. Gamble going back to the warning track, to the wall, looking up. Goodbye, baseball. Mike Napoli with a two-out, two-run home run, and the Rangers now lead it 5-0 here in the bottom of the first. For Napoli, his 12th home run of the season, and Gallardo just cannot get that final out here in the first. Cruz hands on his hips. He leads off at second. Valencia leads at first. The 3-2. Swing of this is muscled out to center field. It's up in the breeze. It is going. It is going. It is gone. Crushed deep into the batter's eye. Mike Zunino with a three-run smash here in the sixth inning. It comes with one out. And Zunino now has 22 runs batted in the month of June. That is a new franchise record for a catcher in any single month. Altavilla sets, now fires home. Swinging a high fly ball, right field trouble up into the jet stream. Haniger is looking up, and it is gone. Eight rows deep in right field, the 12th home run this season for Rougned Odor. The Rangers get a run back. It's a two-run lead for Texas, 6-4.
When you punch it out,
your vote, yeah, and then you had to reach in the back. And state of Florida had a little problem with that years ago.
The 1-1 swing, and this is crushed. Left field. Gamble is only a spectator. Absolutely destroyed. Back row in left field of the lower bowl, right beneath the ribbon board. Second home run in three batters faced by Dan Altavilla, and the Rangers now lead it 8-4.
The Rangers make it 7 out of their last 8, beating Seattle for the second straight day by a 10-4 score. For the Rangers, it's their first back-to-back double-digit scoring games of the season. Martin Perez wins. He allows 7 hits, striking out 5, and walk 2. Mike Zunino with 3 more RBI for the Mariners, giving him 22 in the month of June, a team record for catchers in a month. The Mariners lose their 3rd in a row and 2nd straight day by a 10-4 final to Texas on Saturday. They're just 1-4 in their last 5. Here's Seattle manager Scott Servais looking for answers.
I thought our guys, you know, we hung in there, battled back. Zunino got the big hit to get us back into the game. And, you know, at that point, felt good about going to Danny Altavilla. He hadn't been out there, you know, 4 or 5 days. Got some balls up, and you can't do that, you know, with this club. And, they hit the ball out of the park on us today, you know, bottom line. But, disappointing when you kind of battle your way back into that game and still thought, you know, we had a good shot at it. Just, you know, couldn't shut them down there in the sixth inning.
With Altavilla, how much of that do you think is just the layoff and him not feeling it right out of the gates?
He's been up a couple times. He's been on the bullpen. You know, that is, you know, kind of how it works in the bullpen. You can go pitching a ton to not pitching a lot. But, you know, he's got the ball up. You know, stuff was fine. And the ball's just up in the middle of the plate.
Seemed like that was true with Gallardo in the first as well.
Yeah, we had 2 quick outs and 0-2 count, and, you know, couldn't finish the inning. It got away from there, and, you know, we've seen that happen with, you know, the one big inning. It's gotten him pretty much all year. He settled in after that and, you know, gave us a chance, going through 5 innings there. But, you know, outside of the first and the sixth inning, I think they only had 1 hit all day. But they bunched him together and put the big 5 spots up on us.
Scott, you said earlier today that you wanted your guys to keep playing. They kind of did that. You didn't quite get as many big hits other than Zunino.
No, no doubt. I thought our guys, we kept pressure on them. We had first and third a couple times with, Cruzy up there once, Cano up there another time. And then finally Zunino did run into it, put a good swing, good at bat, together there to hit the home run against Perez. So, the effort's there. Guys are not quitting. we just got to have, you know, consistent starting pitching to get us a little deeper in the game and keep it a little tighter and, you know, go from there. So it's not happening right now, but, you know, see what happens tomorrow.
When it's one bad inning, what do you look at?
Well, you got to finish. Sometimes it can be, you know, just lack of execution. You know, you make a couple bad pitches and it just steamrolls. I think, you know, having the ability to step off the mound and say, okay, this is it, to stop it. I mean, that's what the guys who've pitched in this league for a long time and have a lot of success, that's what they're able to do. We haven't been able to do that, and it's hurt. You know, in this ballpark, you know, Texas gets going, and they start building on the momentum, and you've got to put your foot down and say, no, I'm going to execute here and make pitches, and we just haven't done that.
Yeah, this has been a pretty impressive stretch for Mike. And it's 23 RBIs this month already. Just the consistency he's shown you for 3 weeks, there's got to be.
Yeah, Z is on a great run. Got a lot of confidence. You know, just the quality of bats, and you know, there's still some tough ones. Like it is, anybody's going to have a few tough at bats here or there. But you know, he's hanging in there, continues to make good adjustments throughout the course of the game, understanding what pitchers are doing to him now, and he's really trusting himself, trusting his swing, trusting the mechanics and the kind of the new stuff he's adapted to his game. And you know, I tip my hat to him. I'm happy for him.
In the series finale on Sunday, Christian Bergman looks to be the stopper for Seattle against Yu Darvish starting for Texas.